right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The
Novo.
The
Novo.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, hi team.
Good
Welcome
morning.
To Monday. How are we today?
Good.
How are you, Hamish?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Very good. How are you, Producer Jackson?
Yeah, feeling fantastic, guys.
Yes, yes.
It's a good day.
God, guys, this weather.
I know.
I know we need it. I know we need it, it's but wow.
Brilliant. I had to work yesterday, though, and just I had to report on all the traffic incidents and flooding. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, I have to actually do work.
I love the rain, but I'm hating the weather.
Yeah, well, you know, spare a thought for me coming back from Sydney yesterday on public transport. Oh, 7.5 hours.
That's too long.
What
it's
a disgrace.
What, like jeez. A 2.5 hour trip,
yeah,
or something?
The cancellations, the waiting around. I know it's Mother Nature, but
what a nightmare. 7 hours.
Hey, still better than doing the weather, Jade.
Oh, huh? I could not be.
Yeah, at least Jade was getting paid.
Yeah, that's true. I was getting paid, mate. Jokes on you.
That's so true.
Well, guys, speaking of traveling, over in the States.
Of what?
Speaking of traveling.
Oh, traveling. No, sorry.
People are watching too much porn. On airplanes because...
Are they?
Yeah, it's becoming a huge problem. So...
What size problem?
Huge.
Huge.
It's becoming huge.
Did you encounter this when you worked on planes?
No, I didn't, which is extraordinary. But apparently now airlines need to come up with new measures to fix the problem. So they're putting their hosties through training to deal with this situation.
Okay.
What day of training is that called?
I don't know.
I don't know, but it's a huge problem.
Well, I'll tell you more about it in a sec.
After Shimmer Fuel, kicking off your Monday, it's 6:08 with the Novos. Good morning, Ewan. Shimmer Fuel, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jay, Maddie, Crevo, Monday morning. And this morning, we're talking about problems on the airlines, Jade.
Yeah, so guys, passengers are watching too much porn on flights, and it's become such a big problem for airlines that they've been forced to come up with new strategies to deal with it.
Jeez, what sort of strategy do you put in place?
You know what? I have no idea. They
let
haven't
people
gone...
live their life. If they want to do that in the plane toilets, let them go.
They're not doing it on toilets. Go. They're doing it in front of passengers.
Oh, no, then I don't, yes, they are. I don't believe
no, it. No, no, no. Okay, get this. So the airline, United Airlines in particular.
I love that you acted it out then to me, Jade. The action.
Was forced.
I love that you're just blaming men as well.
Well, this is the thing. The airline was forced to invest in the extra training after it briefly made the U.S. National Center on Sexual Exploitation, the 2019 Dirty Dozen list. No, I didn't even know this was a thing. But apparently it is. It's this list which names and shames companies that facilitate sexual exploitation in the United States. And apparently United Airlines made the list because too many people were complaining that porn was being, you know, watched on aircrafts and children were around. And
I have a few questions, right,
yeah.
Jake? You used to work on the planes,
yes.
Right? So, first of all, most planes do not have internet. So, is it just a situation of someone storing it on their computer,
well,
perhaps?
Yeah.
Okay.
Downloads. But a lot of aircraft now, though, 2019, have Wi-Fi.
No, it's 2020.
2020.
But that, I get
no, well, last year, this article.
Oh, right.
So, you know, that's the
true.
Thing that's
a
happening.
Lot do have Wi-Fi, and it's not expensive a lot of the time. It's just like $5 and you're online.
No. But I remember, so when I did all my training, like we had to go through, you know, the CPR birthing, like a birthing video, and we had to reenact everything. So
were you the baby? Did someone have to be the baby that popped out?
And we had a doll, and we had to cut the umbilical cord.
Baby
and,
born.
And I'm just trying to think, like, they'd have to, you know, sit, like, they have, you know, planes that obviously sit in, like, passengers and all that sort of stuff. They'd have to have, I guess, people pretending to do the action and walk up and, you
who's
know,
doing the action? Well, Bagsy, not me.
Working on each other, I guess.
Jeez, that's super awkward. And awkward for the hosties. Like, in that training, then they have to learn how to say, like, excuse me, sir, stroke madam, stop stroking, please.
Yeah. How?
I mean, what?
So many thoughts would be, and it would just be a funny class to take on, but that's what they would be doing.
And a no, it'd be a no-giggle policy, I can imagine, as
guys,
well.
Guys, this is serious. This is a serious problem.
This is
horrible.
Can't
have people doing this in front of other passengers and children on the plane.
I reckon this would happen maybe once a year. Like, honestly.
Really?
Who's
obviously it's happening enough to do training on it.
Yeah.
Put those tissues away.
Anyway, let's
put your
what
in the upright position. Seat back. Yeah, that's it.
What's Maddie saying up next? We've got a double pass to Reading Cinemas Charlestown to give away for your Monday. Do you want to explain what this is, Jade?
Yeah, so Maddie puts a dental spacer into his mouth, and then he says something, and then
pop it in.
You have to guess what it is.
Yeah.
And then if you guess it correctly, you win the double pass for Reading Cinemas Charlestown.
Okay.
So 13:10:09 if you want to play, and we'll give you a clue.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
I heard a kitten eating chicken in the kitchen.
Okay. 13:10:09 if you've got that figured out. And you'll win that double pass to Reading Cinemas Charlestown.
Okay, we'll do it next at the Novo 6:15. Good morning.
What's Maddie saying?
Very simple game. Maddie slips a dental spacer into his mouth, and then he says something. It's quite hard to talk because your lips are being jammed apart. And then it's your job to figure out exactly what he's saying. You get it right, double pass to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown.
As simple as that. Today's sentence was,
I heard a kitten eating chicken in the kitchen.
All right, let's go to the phones. 13:10:09. Greg, good morning, buddy.
How you going, neighbours?
Oh, there he
good
is.
Thank you.
There he is. What's going on, Greg? Well, how's the rain been on your end, mate? Are you off work for?
It's been raining. It's been raining all night.
Jeez. Are you off work though today? You get a couple days off.
I'm on my way home from work as we speak.
Oh damn!
You were never working good. Hard for the money.
Yes.
All right, let's get these tickets. Greg, who do you think it is, or what do you think I'm saying, rather?
I think you're saying I've got a kitten eating chicken in the kitchen.
You reckon? That doesn't make sense, but of course, mate.
Congratulations.
Well done.
All yours. That was an easy one for a Monday.
Yeah.
Thank you, Greg. Enjoy those movie tickets, mate. Back tomorrow, guys. What's Maddie saying?
That it is.
You know what? Australian firefighters, God, they've done some incredible work in the last 6 months, haven't they?
They have.
And oh, amazing.
You know what? Very versatile with what they do. You know, they're just not putting out fires. They're not just saving koalas, wildlife. They're even reviving lizards.
What?
Australian firefighter found a lizard in his pool, gave it CPR.
Aww.
It's the cutest thing ever. It's this tiny little gecko-looking thing, and he's flipped it on its back, and he's given
that's
it...
That's incredible. Check, you know,
put it in the recovery position.
I guess you can give anything CPR.
In the lungs. I guess so.
Well, I don't think he was breathing down its throat, but, you know, he saved its life. The lizard, full of water, all good now, chasing insects half an hour later. What I thought we'd do, though, on 13:10:09, what did you save and how did you save it? Maybe it was an animal on the road.
Mm.
Maybe it was, you know, a family member. Anything. We're taking your calls next. 13:10:09. We'll do it after this at New FM. Good morning. Maroon 5 Memories live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. J. Maddie Crevo for your Monday. Foggy start to your morning. Some showers about, currently 20 degrees at Nobby's. This morning, 13:10:09, we're asking you, what did you save and how did you save it after a firefighter scooped a lizard out of his pool, gave it CPR, it's back and living now.
Mm.
This is such a good story, isn't it? It's a feel-good story for a Monday.
It is. And do you know what? The video, I'm going to put it up on the New FM Facebook page. It's so sweet. The guy is there pumping its little chest and then...
With his little fingers?
With his two index fingers. Yeah.
How sweet.
And then you see it fill with air again, and it starts breathing and some water comes out. It's like, there's a great story.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Too much negativity out there. This balances out. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Greg, how are you?
Cool, mate. How you going?
Really good. What did you save and how did you save it?
Yeah, family camping trip out back, out west, and we saved a little long-nosed turtle.
Oh,
if it was laying on the side of the road with its neck hanging out and that, and we gave it CPR, similar to that bloke with the lizard.
How do you do that with a turtle? It's like got a hard shell on its tummy.
No, they got long necks.
Ah.
Yeah, so you just hold its neck and blow down its down its mouth, and its neck you could see kind of open and closing. And, about 30 seconds later, it kicked, and it swam back off.
Wow.
What a great story.
Well, good on you. That's amazing.
Greg the Turtle Whisperer. I love that. Such a good story.
So good. Geez, turtles, common theme here, Jade.
Yeah.
You saved one as well, didn't you? Well, yeah, you stopped the car and watched it.
Yeah, I stopped traffic. And
did you have your high vis
moving
vest on?
Yeah, I should have. But I was like, I stopped the traffic, I put my hazards on, and then I was letting the traffic go around like one side.
Yeah.
This reminded me of a time when I was a kid, I saved an owl's life.
An owl?
Yeah, so it was
How did that happen?
Well, this was out on the farm, and I saw the owl. It was just, like, standing, and then it, like, fell over almost.
Mm.
I was like, that's not good behaviour for an owl, like, on the ground. So I was with a mate, and we got, like, a box and captured the owl, which wasn't difficult because it was just sort of laying there. And then we took it inside, and I was like, did a little search for what to do when you've got, like, an ill bird. And the recommendation was to, like, mix a little brandy with water and give it to the owl.
Wow.
So we did that and then kept it in the box. And then that night when we opened it up, off it flew.
Wow, brandy.
A little bit of brandy.
What was the reasoning for that? Like, it was a diabetic or something?
No, I think it's to do with, like, it just relaxes them or something. So I was probably in shock from falling out of a tree or something like that. And during the day, they can't really see much, obviously.
Yeah, so it was a startle. It wasn't moving.
No. Like, on the ground. So
that is sweet.
A lucky owl. Off it went. It was very satisfying.
Crevo farm life.
Yeah, we're
up on the farm, on the land.
On the land.
6:42 with the Novos right now. Flume Tovlo, say it. Good morning, Newcastle.
New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or loathe it.
My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics today. Only one rule, of course. No fence sitting. First one for today. Tidy whitey underwear.
3, 2, 1, go.
Love it.
Love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I like looking at them.
Okay.
Not wearing them. No.
Do you wear it ever,
Jack? I'm more of a jock kind of guy.
When you say tidy whities, if we're just thinking like a plain bikini cut, like female.
White version, I guess.
Well, then, yeah, I'm down and I'll wear them.
Because the reason I bring this up is that on Married at First Sight yesterday, Ivan sort of went into the bedroom on honeymoon night. His bride, Alexandra, was totally shocked because all he was wearing was a pair of the tidy whities. Now, for a first night together in the honeymoon suite, quite a brave move.
Do you know what?
She wasn't into it at all.
This is what makes me sick about math.
Yeah.
You go on a show, you marry a complete stranger, and you're going to get uptight about someone wearing some tidy whities.
Good point.
Please, get over yourself.
She had, like, the complete opposite. So, like, a full almost pyjama suit.
The whole suit of armour.
Yeah, pretty much. She's walking around that thing, banging around like a cutlery drawer.
Oh, he's comfortable. He's confident.
He said
like
he
that.
Hates, like, sleepwear, so that's why.
Who was it with? Ivan?
Ivan.
Oh.
And then the bride's Alexandra. He's an interesting...
Oh, he's a wanker, that guy.
Yeah, a little bit on that side of things, I'm going to say.
Was he tanned?
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
They look really good when they're rocking a tan as well as the tidy whities.
His skin tone, like, matches the underpants. Let's just say that. Oh. next one for today. Watching movies, like drama movies, in the genre of drama.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Time and a place.
Yeah, you got to be in the mood.
Loathe it.
You're not into it, Maddie.
Nah, do you know what? I got invited to go and watch 1917 yesterday.
Oh.
Apparently, great movie.
Yeah.
But, God, I wasn't ready emotionally to commit to that.
Yeah, no, I get that.
See, I had a bit of an issue with this. Yesterday, everyone's been raving about this movie, Uncut Gems, on Netflix.
Yep.
It's where Adam Sandler plays, like, a really serious role.
Oh, yeah. He's been getting good reviews for that.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, yeah, come on, let's watch it, 2 hours 15, you commit to this thing. And it was too intense.
Yeah.
My heart rate was up the whole 2 hours 15.
I know.
I felt like I'd been at the gym.
I know
like
the feeling.
It's just like too much. It was full on.
It's not even just for movies, though. It's for, like, sitcoms and stuff. I started watching Gossip Girl again, and that's all drama. So I totally get it.
The older, yeah, but at least you can have, you know, the snack size.
Yeah, that's right. You know, 20 minutes
you're over
time.
It after 40 minutes, and like, see you later.
Gone. 2 hours 15.
Yeah. Did you get through it?
Got through it.
Dedication.
And
well
it
done.
Is a good movie, but it's just, I'm just like, I don't want that much drama. There's too much. There wasn't enough, like, light comedic moments in it for me.
So there you go.
Anyway, look, I'd wrap it up there.
Very good. Up next, guys, we are talking, Crevo, free drinks.
That's right. So this couple basically were at a bar and they decided we need some free drinks. You know, maybe the budget was a bit tight that week. So they fake proposed at a number of different bars and they got free drinks galore.
I'm into that.
I'm going to applaud.
Good job.
It's a pretty good smart play.
It is a good play.
So what I thought we could do, and I know it's probably a bit of a, I don't know if we'll get one, but 13-10-09, what did you say to get the free drinks?
Jade, I reckon this. You've done this before.
Yeah, my girlfriends and I used to when we were youngins.
Sunny Coast.
Going out.
All right, we'll get
18, 19.
Yeah. Also, would love to hear the opposite side, like, you know, guys as well that are buying the drinks.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to hear that. Like, or are even, you okay with that?
Even bartenders who see this play out. You know, because I'm sure it happens in bars all across the region.
Yeah. Do you know what we'll do for this? You got a great story. Double bottles of Hunter Valley wine.
Nice.
There you go.
Love it.
Free drinks galore. 6:56. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Three, two, one.
Guys, very exciting. We have a brand new game starting today. 7:30. 7:30, I said. Jeez. It's called Age, Sex, Location. So, Crevo, this is what we're going to do. A little bit later, maybe in the next 10-15, we're going to throw out an age, sex, location. So, example.
Would be.
25 female Maitland.
Yep.
So, basically what we're going to do is you've got, you know, 10 minutes to call the show. If you get through and you're that age, sex, location, you get to spin our cash balls. And if you pull out your number, you win
$1,000. That easy.
Really
one
easy.
1 in 30 chance to win a cash.
That's really
so
good.
Really good odds.
Great odds. Much better than any lotto or anything like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Next, though, 13-10-09, what did you say or do to get free drinks? This is what we're after a couple fake proposed at a bar and they got heaps of free drinks.
That's,
this is,
I love that.
And Jay,
great idea. I sort of like, I know what's wrong, but it's brilliant.
You love it at the same time.
Yeah.
You revealed before, and you're going to tell the full story in a second about how you did this at the Gold Coast with your girls.
Yeah, yep.
Those free double blacks, eh?
Have you ever done this,
with
Maddie?
Raspberry.
Of course I have.
Excellent. All right. So we're going to do free drink chat, 13-10-09 to call the show.
Yeah.
You've got a story.
On offer, double pack of Hunter Valley wine as well. Brand new stuff for Morgan Evans right now. This is Diamonds at New FM. Good morning, Newcastle. Morgan Evans, Diamonds, brand new stuff for him with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 7:08 for your Monday morning. And this morning on 13-10-09, we want to know, what did you do or say to get a free drink?
That's right. This is after a couple. They were trying to save a couple of dollars when they were out and about. So what they decided to do, the guy in each bar he went to would drop a knee and then pretend to propose.
That's great.
Stick the ring on the finger, free drinks for a while in that bar. When that dies down,
dodgy,
move to the next bar.
But great.
There's something cheeky but good about it.
Yeah, like you can get a free drink.
It's a rite of passage when you start going out. I mean, if you can't get a free drink at least once, jeez.
What are you doing?
Jade, what did you do?
My
what
girlfriend
was your trick?
And I, so when we go out
we're
together.
We didn't do that.
But we pretend we were like childcare workers or like primary school teachers.
Why would you get a free drink to be a childcare
Because we went the wholesome angle. Like, you know, our guys think, you know, that we're sweet, innocent primary school teachers.
in reality, very different.
And we're just away for a conference?
A conference.
And like, but the lie used to get more elaborate. But it worked.
Hey, you got to do what you know, do.
Beats a retail worker.
You know what's so funny, though?
Yeah.
What's so great is a girl tried to do this to me once at a bar.
Yeah.
Like, tried to con me. I picked her straight up. It's like, you can buy me a drink if you like. I was like, no, honey, I ain't buying you nothing.
You can buy me one.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to the phones. Katie, good morning.
Happy Monday, everyone.
Happy Hello. Monday,
Happy
doll.
Monday.
Now, you didn't strike me, Katie, as someone that would be, you know, trawling for free drinks at a bar.
Hey, we've all been young, dumb, and a bit scum. That's me. I've been there. You know, you're out there, you're not making much in the dollar side of things, but you're going out every night, so, you know, extreme measures. But it works for a certain time until, you know, you get older and they're onto you. You're not as young and good-looking as you might have been back in the day, but you go up to this big lineup and you're, oh, look, I'm sorry to push in, but here's my money. Do you mind getting me a drink? Like, is that okay? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. Oh, I just bought it for you. I'm like, oh, my God, thank you so much.
Smart. Good move. Like,
it doesn't work all the time when you're...
That's what I was going to say. It's almost like playing the pokies or something, but with drinks. You're gambling and you're putting your money on the line in hope that you'll just get it back, Katie.
Well, if you're extremely reliant on that being the case, you try a couple of different bars if the club's big enough. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm saying this.
Katie, what bars would you try this at? Like, where was your local haunt, you know, 10 years ago?
I'm trying to think of one that's not in Newcastle.
Oh, well, that's what I want.
No, I think people probably know who I am already, so let's just leave it there.
The Kent. Katie at the Kent.
Good chance, I reckon. Front bar.
I'm not judging you.
Yeah. No, I'm not either. I've
Everyone's
done it
been We've young once.
Have you done it, Crevo? Have you Have you bought a girl a free drink before? Have you been conned by this?
Oh, come
probably
on.
Over the years, but I do have a story of one time where I was given one. It was an interesting situation. So this would have been probably 10 years ago, roughly. First moved to Sydney.
Yeah.
And I was at the casino and we'd sort of been partway through the night already. So I've been to a couple of bars already. And I went up to buy a drink at the bar and this guy comes up and goes, hey, would you like a drink? And I thought he must have just won big or something. But I think he was actually hitting on me, bought me the drink, and then he's like, hey, you want to go over here for a chat? And I was like, I think I'm just going to go back to my mates, thanks. I did pick a top shelf whiskey as well.
That's awesome.
You owed him at least a chat. What a grub you are.
No, I think...
I
didn't realise at the time, it was not until afterwards that I had a little think about it. I was like, I think he was probably hit.
Yeah, I've got rules. Like, if you're getting a free drink, you can't just ditch them straight off the bat. Like, you've got to give them
Especially if you want a second one.
Yeah, I know.
You got to be strategic.
Well,
you
got to welcome them into the fold, especially if there's a group of girls, because they feel like I'm the man. Like, you know, who's around
the drink has
pack.
Bought me a bunch of chat.
Oh, guys, we're very excited here because, of course, all last week, Jay, tell us the Hunter's Pet Mare. We've been searching, you've been voting Newcastle, and we have a winner.
We do. So voting kicked off Friday and ended Sunday morning, and Texas took out Hunter's first ever pet mare.
It's a very exciting day.
They're out there in the hallway.
Yeah.
It's always a great day when there's puppies at work.
Isn't it good? Isn't it good? And it's a very, very cute dog, Texas.
He's gorgeous. I believe he's a Labrador. I know my breeds.
Now, Jade, you're going to be doing the coronation of Texas.
Yes.
That's
so what have we got in here, Crevo? We've got a little sword, Excalibur-type sword, cape.
A cape.
And a mayoral chain.
That's right. Real gold. And by that, I mean real gold colour. Because we don't have that kind of budget.
It looks great.
A beautiful chain and actual metal. Are you trying it on, Matty?
No,
that's very Liberace, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. So in just a minute, we're going to meet Texas and I guess... Is it night? Not really.
Yeah.
Jade
just wants to pretend to be the queen.
Exactly.
So only time it'll ever happen. 7:14. Good morning. Link 182. All the small things live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. And of course, we're very excited because the winner of the Hunter's Pet Mare is here, Texas. Now, what a cutie Texas is.
He is gorgeous. So, for those who don't know, we have been on the search for the Hunter's Pet Mare for a week now. And we put this out to you guys. We took your entries. We got our top four. And Texas took it out over the weekend. And he's in here today for his knighting.
Oh, Maddie. Now, Jade, you are very excited because you've always wanted to do some sort of coronation.
Yes.
Now, this is as close as it's going to come. I'm just telling you right now.
To the point where we've even brought in the red carpet into the studio. We've got the Australian flag up. I've got my sword where I'm going to knight Texas for his duty. And we're all very excited. And I'm going to jump Mike and Meg, the owner of Texas, is going to pop on.
Yeah,
and
come on over, Meg.
Texas is waddling over now to the knighting area. Come over here, Meg. Take a seat.
You can check this out on our Facebook page as well at the New FM live streaming. Meg, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Now, I've got to ask you, very random thing that we were doing last week. You got involved. Did you expect Texas to win?
No, I wasn't even going to put him in. He's on a bucket list, and I just thought I'd throw his hat in the ring, and wow, look what happened.
Now, you told us this story about Texas, of course, last week. What's happened with Texas? What's his story?
Texas is a 16-year-old dog, and his daughter here, Girlie. They're two peas in a pod and don't go anywhere without each other. He's actually in my foster care.
Yep.
And he has terminal cancer. He's got perianal, testicular, stomach, bladder, everything.
Aww.
But he's going strong.
Yeah, he looks like he's doing great, very happy.
He is actually great, happy.
16 years. Card. He doesn't look his age.
No.
He's so cute, but I'm biased.
Yeah, he's very cute. So, I think you got that right.
Forgive me. So how long have you had Texas in your foster care for?
I've had him for about a year and a half. He came from another carer who was going on holiday, so I babysat them, and then all my dogs just got along. So, I was glad to welcome him into my household. And
so how many dogs do you have?
I have four.
Four dogs. Yes. And if Texas, obviously he is the mayor now, are they going to be a little bit jealous, do you think?
No, they'll get along really well.
Yeah, so, it'll be good for him. Obviously, being the mayor, he's got a lot of, responsibility. What do you think he's going to do, and why do you think he'll be a great mayor?
Oh, we were having a chat last night, and he's come up with a few good ideas.
Excellent. All right, what are we thinking?
So we're thinking that perhaps we should change fireworks to a lovely light show with some music, because fireworks do actually scare animals.
Right.
And you'll find that a lot of them do run away from home, and now we have to try and find their owners. Also, I think we should be mandatory de-sexing for animals, so we can start clearing out the pounds and not have unwanted animals that they have to go into this sort of situation.
Now, do you know what else, Meg? I think you need to start up an Instagram for Texas.
Yeah.
He's quite a dapper boy.
Has a profile. He's looking very dapper. He's dressed for the occasion. He's got his little tux vest.
Tuxedo on.
I have a lot of fans.
All right. Well, it's time to, shall we do the coronation
now? Yeah, let's do it now.
Let's induct him.
Yeah, here we go.
The Hunter's inaugural pet mare. All right, so Jade, here we go.
This is your big chance. You've got the royal golden chain there that will drape around his neck.
Yep.
Come on, go over there, young Texas. Come on. Oh, he doesn't want to go around. You know what they say about entertainment, working with pets and children. Texas. So he's headed over to the red carpeted area. We've got the Australian flag in place, ready to go.
Good boy.
Oh, what a good boy. Jade's got the chain ready. Well, can we wrangle him into position? This looks like part rodeo, part mayoral induction. So what a great moment. Oh, he's sat. He's got his tuxedo there.
Okay. I hereby knight you, pet mare of the Hunter.
Hooray! Hey, look, he's so happy. He loves it.
Jade's just putting on the mayoral chain around Texas's neck.
Very cute. He wears it with pride. Oh, and it's fallen off. What a great moment.
Oh, and his cape.
He doesn't want to borrow the cape. Fair enough. Okay.
He doesn't need a cape.
Nah.
You can wear the cape.
He's already a superhero.
You've already got... We've got a little certificate here of proof.
Voted pet mayor.
Now, Creva, have you got the percentages of how Texas
Look, I wasn't able to get it together there,
like
but...
65%
at least, yeah. Very... Like a resounding win.
Oh,
everyone loves
good.
Texas. Yay.
Oh, thank you for everyone that did enter their pet into the competition.
Oh, there were so many cute pets.
And people get upset when you don't pick their pet, but you know what? We could only pick four.
That's right. And democracy in the end did rule.
Texas has a beautiful story, and you know, without mucking around, you're doing an incredible job, Meg. That's
being
very beautiful that you
fostered
him. And yeah, check it out on the live stream. We'll post a video of the coronation
later. Of course we will.
Very good. We've got a brand new game up next, guys. The Novo's Age Sex Location, our new $1,000 game. So we're going to put it out there right now. If you are a female, 27 years old, from Maitland, the clock is ticking. You have 7 minutes to call through on 13 10 09. Your chance to spin the cash balls next in UFM. Yay, Texas!
Hooray!
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, wow.
The Novos.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location.
Where are you now that I need you? All right, this is very simple. All you need to do is, if you're of this age, sex and location, call the show. You spin the cash balls, 1 in 30 chance of winning $1,000 instantly.
Yeah, so if you know someone or you are this particular age, sex and location, the lines are open. You've got minutes to get through. 13 10 09. Crevo, Jade, what is today's age, sex and location?
So age, Jade?
Is 27.
Sex is female. And location is the Maitland area. So that's like the Maitland City Council area. So if you're from that area, you got that like on your license or whatever, 13 10 09, give us a call and have a chance at winning $1,000. You just spin those cash balls.
Very good. We're going to do it next. First time playing right now, Ed Sheeran, Eminem, River at 105.3 New FM. Good morning, Newcastle.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
well. The Novos.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location. Where are
you now that I need you? Brand new game, age, sex, location. So simple. We basically say sex, female, location, Maitland, age 27. And then you have to be through, call through on 13 10 09. You get through, you get to spin the cash
box. It reminds me of back in the days when I would go on MSN Messenger. And remember, you used to chat to people and be like, hey, ASL.
Yes.
Definitely.
So you spin the cash box and then you have a 1 in 30 chance of winning $1,000.
You do have a whiz bang bingo cash ball machine there, Crevo.
That I do.
30 balls inside. Give it a spin.
Now, should we go to our caller?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So we do have a 27-year-old female from Maitland. It's Jessica. Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good, thank you. And
that's
you?
That's the way. Doing well. $1,000 be handy for you to win?
Oh, excellent. It would be brilliant.
Yeah, what would you use it for?
Lots of things.
All right, it's not our business. It's your money if you win this. Now, you've got to pick a lucky number, Jessica, between 1 and 30. Which number would you like?
Well, since you're going for the age, I'll go for 27.
Okay. Lucky number 27.
Spin the cash balls, Crevo.
Let's do this. One has come down the chute here.
Oh, what is it?
15.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Jessica. Thanks for playing. You're the first one to play the game, though. The Novo's age, sex, location back
just
before 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
I like
right.
this game. It's fun.
Very exciting. Very exciting.
All right, guys. Up next, you a fan of Home and Away?
Yeah, I do like it.
Well, when's the really last time you watched it, though?
It's been, to be honest, it's been a while. Last year. Is it back yet this year?
Yes, it is. So, Alf Stewart, right, he got married on the show. Like, you know, oldest character on the show. Anyways, they had the actor Ray Ma and his on-screen wife on Sunrise last week.
Okay.
And I'm just scrolling through my Facebook page and it comes up. I watched the interview. It's quite bizarre. They interviewed the actor Ray Ma as his Home and Away character.
Okay.
And I just want to play you some grabs. And I thought, you know what? This poor guy is being typecast beyond repair now.
Yeah,
you
know, he can't even do an interview to the point, out of character.
To the point, they won't even interview him as a normal human being. So I'm going to tell you more about this next. It's very funny. You with the Novos, good morning. Nothing like 6 minutes of Bon Jovi for your Monday morning at 105.3 New FM. It's 7.49 with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Guys, this morning, I want to play you some audio. So looking through on Facebook the other day, I came across an interview. It was like on Sunrise with Alf Stewart, a.k.a. Ray Maher, that's his real name, on the show. Now, he's getting married on the show. You know, after all of these years, Alf's finally found love.
Yeah,
for those of you that follow the show, he's marrying his on-screen partner. Her name is Martha.
Alf and Martha.
Flame and Galah. What I found so ridiculous, though, watching this interview, is Koshy and Sam were interviewing them as their characters. And I thought, you know what? That is quite bizarre. Because here are two actors, you know, they're in their later years in life. You would think that they would be at the point in their careers where they can be interviewed as themselves. But nope, people can't seem to grab onto the concept that Alf Stewart is, in fact, a character.
No, it's not just himself on the show. He doesn't actually live there.
The thing is, I would be one of those people, though. If I saw him walking down the street, I'd say, hey, Alf, because it's taken me probably 25 years of knowing that his name's Ray. Dead set. That's what would
How
happen.
How insulting. Do you
but
know what,
he,
Jade?
They've got to take it as I've a compliment.
No, I've just realised, Jade.
Yeah?
You're one of the people they need to dumb it down for. Seriously.
God, it's Alf
His
on
name's
the telly.
Ra. Ray.
Ray.
Ra.
Ray.
Yeah, but no one knows him as Ray. He's not Ray, he's Alf.
I'm going to play you some audio grabs. This is at the start of the interview.
Congratulations, you two lovebirds.
Thank you. I feel almost like it's true, you know. My own wedding was...
Congratulations, you two lovebirds.
Like they actually got married.
They probably haven't even touched each other before. Anyways, it goes on.
It's about time that Alf found some happiness, for goodness sake.
I'm glad you said that. Yeah. I wish the writers had decided that 20 years ago. It's been a rough old ride.
You know, what he's trying to just say to them,
he's
rolling
with it.
You know, I am. My name is Ray, not Alf. And it goes on.
Yes, I drowned, but I staged my own drowning, and because I had borderline personality disorder.
You know what I mean?
Just faking mental disorders just to fit in.
I just feel so bad for them that they have to lower themselves to that level.
It's interesting because, like, these morning shows, they have form for this. One of the great, moments, in my opinion, on, like, breakfast television is when Karl Stefanovic interviewed the dictator.
Oh, what's his
Sacha
name?
Sacha Baron Cohen as the dictator. And he comes on with these two, like, guards who are very attractive young European ladies. And they're all dressed up in, like, quite skimpy military uniforms. And he's there with, like, you know when war veterans have their medals? He's got, like, 150 of them all over his chest. And he makes Karl Stefanovic kiss his hand. Even Karl, who loves this kind of humour, was a little bit weird out by kissing Sacha Baron Cohen's hand.
So fascinating. Another one, of course, last year on the show, we spoke to Lynn McGranger, who plays Irene. From Home and Away. That's and she had this to say.
People such as yourself who have played a character for a long time, how many times in a week, on average, do you think somebody comes up to you in the street and says, how are you going, Irene?
Oh, look, I can't even tell you. That drives me crazy. Do you know what? The other night, my partner and I were out having dinner, and this woman goes, g'day, Eileen. And I look at her, and I went...
So insulting.
Couldn't even get the fake name right.
Yeah, Eileen. I think it's sweet. If I was in their position, I'd take it.
Ray Maher, though, he must have changed something in his contract recently.
Why?
Because, God, he can make some money these days. Have you seen any...
GoDaddy.
Well, GoDaddy, he's on this, like, old person foot massaging ad now as well. He's just taking any product they throw at him.
You know what, though? He's just like, screw it. I don't know. You know, he's probably got 20 years left in him. He just wants to milk that as much as possible.
He's looked at his watch and he's gone, what time is it? It's time to cash in.
Do you know what, though, Jade? The only thing that you've obviously acted in that I know of is, of course, Flounder in the amateur stage production of The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
How would you feel like it if people just started calling you Flounder?
I'd probably
because
turn
that's
around
what
in,
they know
in,
you as.
In character and go, oh, Ariel!
Of course you would.
Is that you?
All right, Flounder, let's do this.
Hey, guys, we are very excited here because coming up next, Kiss and Tell. Now, we're meeting our very first single, newfm.com.au for all of the details. Are still taking nominations as well. We've got five girls and we're looking for five guys. So, guys, listen up because Samantha joining us on the show next and she's going to tell us a little bit about herself. Let me tell you, she's a stunner.
Lovely young lady. Stunner.
She looks really, really pretty and cool. You'd go there, Jay.
Well, you'd think, switch teams, eh? Wow.
Well, I read her profile. I was thinking, interesting.
What a lovely lady.
Now, of course, Crevo, this Friday, the big day, Valentine's Day, what's happening?
That's right. So what's going to happen is we've got this big party boat and basically all the singles, we go on there, bit of food, bit of drinks, and then we'll be chatting, you know, live on a Facebook Live show to some of the singles, getting to know them, a bit of an icebreaker. So if you're single and you're looking for love, this is a great opportunity. Maybe you won't be like featured on our show here, but maybe you just want to get in and amongst it and, you know, meet a lovely lady or guy.
And of course, NASA from MAFS, who has a lot of experience with these TV shows, will be there as well. He's playing Cupid. And if there's ever an icebreaker, love him or hate his guts.
Yeah.
You know
he's
what?
He's the one.
He's the one to do it.
Yeah.
So, newfm.com.au for all of those details. We'll meet Samantha next, our very first Kiss and Tell contestant.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The
Novos.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
Three, two, one.
Big
day for me, fellas.
Oh, why?
Huge. Oh, what's happening?
Today is take all three chihuahuas to the vet day. And it is going to be interesting in the wet weather with the pram, getting them in and out of the car.
Now, rewind to last week, Jade's like, Maddie, do you want to come to the vet with me? And I've said, look, I'll say yes, but I will leave the door open to say no after my weekend. I'm sorry, Jade. I ain't coming.
I expected that. But last night I was there, I was brushing them, I was grooming them.
Getting
them
ready.
Trying to get ready because I don't like to feel judged by the vet that I'm not like.
Do you put any like bows
looking after
on
them
or something?
No bows, but.
You know what? You can't do that.
What do you mean?
You should judge yourself. If you're spending hours getting them ready for the vet, you're obviously not upkeeping them to the.
You know what I mean? You just get judged that little bit more.
See, I would judge more on the demeanour of the dog. Like, you know.
Well, they'll have to get the muzzles out.
Doesn't that just say it all? I'm judging the dog that's trying to bite me, not that's got a dirty ass.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting day today. Like, no joke, they do have to get it out occasionally because they do get a little bit funny.
Oh, God. Muzzle time.
Coco and Myrtle.
When I used to work at the dog grooming salon, there were these two little dogs, Cheese and Bacon. Cutest names. Oh, the most two. They were like Satan spawns dogs. They were horrible.
You know what? I don't blame dogs, though. Who wants to, you know, get injections and they're getting, you know, thermometers up there?
I think part of why the dogs get nervous going to the vet is because I think they can smell the other dog's nerves.
Yeah.
Like they must release some hormone when they're nervous, I reckon.
Jeez.
Anyway.
Well,
Jade. Give you an update to.
I can just see Jade going in with the pram.
Jade Leader, if you want to follow me on Instagram, because I'll be posting it all up on there today.
I can see.
Anyway, up next, it's about everyone else now. Kiss and Tell, guys. We're trying to hook up Newcastle singles. It's our very own MAFS-style experiment right here in the Hunter Crevo.
That's right. So if you are single and you're looking for love, this is your opportunity. You know, you can just head to our website, fill in the details, and you could be coming along on our party boat for it's like a singles cruise, basically. One night, we'll do a few icebreakers and games
champagne.
And stuff. drinks, food.
Canapes.
Amazing. This is a really cool party to come to if you're single.
Well, we're meeting our very first single girl next, guys. Her name is Samantha. She's 31. And I'm going to quickly read some of her dating profile real
quick. Perfect. Here we go.
I'm a down-to-earth 31-year-old. I get along with almost anyone, although I do like a filter for my mouth, so I tend to say exactly what I'm thinking at the time. She's got a bit of a twisted sense of humour, and she's always keen to try new things no matter what it is. Very spontaneous and outgoing.
Now, sounds like a lot of fun.
You got a photo there.
She's gorgeous. Quite fit
looking.
Yeah, well, look, Jade, you...
she's beautiful.
The cover's a bit creepy if Crevo's
Jade, come
it.
On, you describe.
She's gorgeous. She's got long brunette hair in a ponytail in this photo, like Ariana Grande.
She does look a bit like Ariana Grande slash Jessie J.
Yes,
nailed it.
Yeah, all right. Guys, she is looking for a guy between around 29 and 38. So we're going to meet her next and have a little chat.
That's right. And just as another little side note here, we are going to chat to her. And if you're a guy and you're liking the sound of her, you can call up on 13 10 09, and we might hook you up with a ticket on the singles cruise.
Excellent. Very good. Let's do it after this. Shut Up and Dance, Walk the Moon, live across New Year. It's 8 past 8. Good morning.
Celebrate your special occasion on a lunch or dinner cruise
with Nova Cruises.
Visit novacruises.com.au.
Kiss and Tell.
Yeah, that's right. We're hooking up the Hunters Singles, Newcastle's biggest ever social dating experiment. This Friday, Valentine's Day, massive singles party cruise. Crevo, tell us more.
That's right. So it's a party boat, and basically we've got a bunch of singles or tickets for them available. So newfm.com.au, if you're liking the idea of this, no plans for Valentine's, wanting to meet someone new, get yourself a bit lucky in love.
Because it does suck being alone on Valentine's Day.
That's right. So and if a lot you're of people are that. Looking for love.
Yeah, come hang out with us. Yeah. NASA from MAFS will be there. Love him or hate him. He's always a laugh. It's going to be a good night. We're meeting our first contestant, though, guys. Her name is Samantha. She's 31 and she's from Cameron Park. And we're going to say hello to her now. Hello, Samantha.
Hello.
Hey, Dahl. How are you today?
I'm pretty good, thanks.
Now, do you think the description, I don't know if you heard what we were saying before, Ariana Grande slash Jessie J, thoughts, feelings?
That actually made me laugh when I heard it. I haven't heard Ariana Grande, but I have heard Jessie J before.
There you go.
I think it's good. Now, you've got some questions for Samantha, Jack?
I do. So I would like to know, have you been single for a while? Tell us a little bit about your love life.
Been single for about a year and a half, just over now.
Mm-hmm.
It's been pretty, it's been an experience.
Have you been going on dates in that time?
Yeah, I have been going on dates, met a lot of different people that are just all colours of the rainbow.
What's the number one thing, Samantha, that you're finding in the dating world at the moment? Like, what do you think is not working? Is there, like, a common theme that guys just really sucky these days?
Yeah, there are a few, but there are some awesome people out there. I think it's just that click that is hard to find these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just always trying to find that. And what's the number one thing that you're looking for that you like? That's essential in a guy.
It'd have to be a sense of humour for sure.
Okay.
Because if you don't have that, you probably wouldn't be able to handle me too much.
Why do you say that?
Because I'm pretty, pretty out there.
Okay.
So you're a bit witty.
Do you know what?
Very witty. You need to be able to take it and give it back.
I like a character, right? Now, I'm just going to read out for all you blokes out there that might be hearing Samantha and being like, hey, you know, this girl matches me. You go, I work on my own cars. You're not your typical girl. You love fishing, camping, and pretty much anything that will get your hands dirty. And you're currently in your second year studying nursing. I'm looking for a guy that doesn't take life seriously at all. Someone fun, laid-back, adventurous, thick-skinned, and a good sense of humour, as you just said. And not missing any marbles, which is always
important. Now you've said you work on your own cars. That what would be a turn-on for a lot of blokes. What car do you have? Is it a special one, or are you trying to save up for a special one? What's the deal there?
At the moment, I've just got a Ford Territory, but I've had a lot of bad luck where cars are concerned, so it was costing me too much money. I started working on them myself. This one's got... I only bought it a couple of weeks ago, so
okay.
I've had no problems.
You sound very independent. Very go girl. I like it.
A lot of guys would be into that. So, you know, feel free to enter online if you're interested.
Physically, Samantha, we had a chat last weekend. You're looking, so you're 5'10", so you want someone that's taller than you. So if you're 5'10" and under, not interested, don't bother. Average build, you're not after a guy with heaps of abs or anything. So you're just like your everyday kind of guy, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Exciting. I'm excited. I hope we find you love.
Yeah. So you'll be joining us this Friday. We've got 5 girls, 5 guys. We're going to hook these people up. Yeah. You know, we're just going to see it unfold this Friday live on the Facebook stream.
And also important to mention, yes, there's the 5 girls and guys, but there's going to be heaps more singles there as well. Yeah. So if you want to be a part of this, there are still some tickets available.
There are.
Make sure you go online, ufm.com.au, or if you're loving the sound of Samantha, make sure you call us, 131009. We may be able to hook you up with a ticket as well.
Yeah, happy days. Samantha, thanks for joining us. Good luck. We'll see you on Friday. We're very excited. And, of course, we're meeting the singles right across the week here on the show. Same time. Very exciting, guys.
Thanks, Samantha.
Thanks, doll.
See you Friday.
Oh, you know what? She sounds like a catch.
She does.
Very, very cool. Camping, working on her own cars. Like, that's...
A lot of guys
going to become
that.
A nurse.
Yeah, that's right. Good career prospects.
Well, we're going to pop up a profile of Samantha's up on the New FM Facebook page. So, like I said, you know, if you think she's your cup of tea, get in touch and you guys could be falling in love.
Oh, wouldn't that be lovely? I'd love a New FM love story.
wouldn't that be great? It'd be good. What's the goss? Up next with producer Jackson, mate. What's on the way?
Kim Kardashian is convinced that her dad is her son reincarnated.
Wow.
The evidence behind this is riveting. Of course, I'm going to bring it to the table. Also, too, Snoop Dogg has threatened Gayle King on Instagram and people are going wild about it.
I've heard this. This is wild.
Very intense.
I can't wait.
All right, we'll do it next. 8:16 with the Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. What's the goss?
Yeah, producer Jackson's here. Weekend goss, mate. What's happening?
Big weekend. I'm going to start with something a little bit more heavier. So Snoop Dogg, you may have heard, has fired some shots at Gayle King, who's, of course, Oprah's best friend / possible girlfriend.
Let's go with the latter.
Yeah, so basically what happened was she did an interview with somebody who was friends with Kobe Bryant, and she addressed the assault rumors, the assault charges that were put against him way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
That everyone's kind of trying to avoid in his death because everyone sort of just wants to love and light, be positive. Snoop Dogg, not happy about it though. He had this to say on Instagram.
We expect more from you, Gayle. Don't you hang out with Oprah? Why are y'all attacking us? We your people. You ain't coming after f***ing Harvey Weinstein asking them questions. I get sick of y'all. How dare you try to tarnish my motherfucking homeboy's reputation? Punk motherfucker. Respect the family and back off f*** before we come get you.
Pretty heavy.
Really? Jeez. I mean...
Wow, that's very threatening.
That puts me off Snoop, actually.
It does, because, you know, look, real talk, journalism, right? She's a journalist.
And also...
Like, you can't hide from the facts. Yeah. I mean, as sad as the situation is, right?
Mm. I sort of like Snoop, but that has put me off him because all Gayle is trying to do is have an adult conversation about a very serious topic, which is assault.
Mm.
And Gayle's just trying to do that, and Snoop's just acting in a very childish way about the whole situation.
I feel like that kind of behaviour tarnishes Kobe Bryant's reputation a lot more than anything that Gayle King's done.
Yeah, like we're coming to get you.
Yeah, that's a bit rough. To be honest,
threatening.
If Snoop didn't come out and do that, I never would have known who the hell Gayle King was and what she said, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Lots of people know Gayle King.
I have no idea who she is.
I guess there's people that don't as well.
And I follow the news quite frequently. Like, I have no idea who she is.
Yeah.
Someone who you will know who is Kim Kardashian. A little bit lighter. So she's come out and she's given a bit of an explanation as to why she thinks her baby, Sam, is her dad reincarnated. Take a listen. It's... I'm going to say the only flog moment I can identify of Kim Kardashian.
She brings him to a baby shower and a woman comes up to her and said, "Is this your son?" And she said, no, I'm just, you know, watching him. And she said, "Well, I just have to tell you, please tell their mom this is a family member of hers reincarnated." Like multiple people that have no idea, had no idea that was my nanny. So my whole family all the time thinks it's my dad.
oh my God, my staff, someone told her. It's just a, it's, do you find that cringeworthy?
I, do you know what? I can't believe I'm hearing you criticize your
the
queen,
Kardashians.
Your idol.
Yeah. That's probably the most shocking
so
thing.
So I'm
going to
agree
story.
With whatever you think, because if it's offended you.
It's offended me. Yeah, is that what you're cringy.
And do you know what, too? I had to cut out, she kept sniffling. She's definitely got a cold, but I had to cut out all of the in-betweens. And I was, anyway.
Cold.
Yeah. You know.
Let's leave it there.
Hey, very good. Thank you, Jackson, for that. Don't go anywhere, guys, because our brand new game, Age, Sex, Location, playing that again before 9 o'clock, Crevo. Now, we're going to give you the age, sex, and location right now.
That's right. If you are a 36-year-old male from Warners Bay, 131009, call now, give us your lucky number, spin the cash balls. $1,000 could be yours instantly.
The clock is ticking.
If you're a 36-year-old male from Warners Bay,
call now. 131009. News time next. Reef, place your hands live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM, the Novos. Jay, Matty, Crevo for your Monday. Showers about today. Currently 22 at Nobby's, Jade.
So on 131009, we're asking you to have your say on this morning. Is a stay-at-home mum a good role model for young women? This is because a mother's post detailing her dedicated routine for her husband has gained a lot of attention online, with a bit of divided views on it, because she posted this. I always make sure I don't go to bed until everyone's lunches are packed. Their clothes are set out for the next day, including my husband's. She goes on then to say, I clean the house. I make sure the dishwasher is on, any clothes that need done. I always get up early at 4:30 when my husband goes for work. She makes breakfast and has a coffee with him. And then to make time for herself, she has a coffee and does her hair in the morning.
Jeez.
This is like a brief rundown on what she does. And a poll went up online, and 64% of people said yes, a stay-at-home mum is a good role model for young women, and 36% said no. So 131009, asking your thoughts on it. I don't really think it needs to be a massive debate. I think whether you're a teacher or a stay-at-home mum, all jobs are worthy of respect and deserve to be valued exactly the same. But I like to think that I think when a child gets older, that, you know, a mum will get a part-time or a casual job. I think that's important to show them, to teach your kids that, though, at the same time.
I don't think it's important at all, to be honest. I think, you know what, just the list that you read out there, there's an average day of what a mum does, and I feel bad because, you know what, my mum is a stay-at-home mum. She has been her whole life, and I just know, you know, through my own experience, I mean, you know, she shouldn't have to justify herself and what she does, and that list sounded like that poor woman was justifying her existence, because, you know what, crap happens in life, and sometimes, you know, women raise their kids, might be single. You know, I think, you know, you can still be a great role model for your kids morally. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be all based on work.
So, Jade, you're saying on one side, once the kid's old enough to be a good role model, should have to, or, you know, a better role model if they go back to work?
I think so, personally.
I think if they're doing good things every day and they're busy, that's good enough. Actually, I think I'm on Team Matty with this one.
Okay, well, let's go to the phone, shall we? Emma, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, tell me, are you a stay-at-home mum?
Yes, I have been for nearly 10 years. At the end of this month, it will be 10 years.
And what are your thoughts on this? Obviously, you're going to say you're a good role model, yeah?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I was just saying. I think, you know, it comes from a... I think being a good role model comes from a moral perspective rather than if somebody has a job or not.
Yeah, well, as much as I would have loved to continue working when I first had my first son, like, I couldn't. Like, oh, at that time I was living with my mom, and she was also working in the same field, and, like, my partner was also working. So I couldn't get someone to look after my son, and, like, back then, like, I was somewhat immature, didn't know anything about childcare.
Yeah.
Hey, Emma, how old are your child or your children now?
One's nearly 10 and one's 4.
Okay, 10 and 4. It's quite a gap there. So you're still a stay-at-home mum now? Have you gone back to work?
No, I'm still a stay-at-home mum. I'm about to start doing open foundations.
Do some study. That's awesome.
Good on you. That's awesome.
But see, so, to me, that's a great sign of a great role model, you know, showing to your children that education doesn't have to be something that stops, and you can do that at any time in life.
Nah, thank you for your call, Emma. Good stuff. Good luck with everything.
Let's go to Helen. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Helen?
Really good. Now tell us, do you think being a stay-at-home mum, is that, can you be a great role model as well, or do you have to go back to work?
No, of course you can.
Yeah.
No matter what. I mean, any mum, I think stay-home mum is a good role model. Going to work mum is a good role model. Because at the end of the day, you are still providing for your child and doing everything possible to bring up your child the right way and to teach it the right way.
Yeah, that's a great point.
I don't think there should be any criticism whatsoever on whoever. If you choose to go to work, you can choose to stay at home. At the end of the day, the children, that's what it's about. Like, I'm looking after our children. And if we're doing that, by all means, that's what should happen.
Exactly.
But on the other note, there's dads out there that stay at home as well.
That's true.
That's still a good role model because that's showing like a boy, like a young boy, that it is okay to stay at home if you have to look after your children when you are older.
It's actually interesting you raise that point because when I lived in Nowra before I moved back to Newcastle, there was a lot, I don't know if not so much a trend down there, but I think a lot of men down there actually stay-at-home dads. Like, it was sort of the first place where I've noticed a lot of dads that I interacted with who are now choosing to stay at home. It was actually quite interesting.
Well, I mean, you know, I know several people, including my uncle, actually. And, you know, people in my family judge him so hard, but his wife earns the big money. She's a dentist. You know, he's just a labourer. They decided that, hey, we're going to earn, you know, $200,000 a year being a dent, like her being a dentist. He's going to earn, what, $60,000? You're not going to send him to work, are you?
Like, yeah, it's a no-brainer.
So, like, exactly, I think it's totally fine. Thanks for your call, Helen. One more?
Yes.
Samantha, hey.
Hi.
Hey, what are your thoughts on this? Stay-at-home mums, a good role model for kids?
I think it depends on whether you've built a healthy relationship with being a stay-at-home mum.
Okay, so like, you mean just with yourself and being at peace with it, do you mean, or...?
Yeah. Okay. So, I'm actually a stay-at-home mum at the moment. I'm also a second-year uni student.
Yeah.
And I don't have a very positive relationship with being a stay-at-home mum constantly. So it's probably not a positive environment for my kids because I have the same routine day in and day out, and I find that quite boring. So I need to go back into the workforce in order to have a positive energy, like a positive household for my kids.
That's a really good perspective, Samantha. Are you single at the moment? Have you got the kid by yourself?
No, I'm married.
Yeah,
I'm married.
Yep.
My husband works so I can study, but it's not for me.
That's so interesting.
I'm not okay to be at home constantly doing the same routine day in and day out.
I think you raise a really good point, and that is if you're in a good mental state and you're happy, it doesn't really matter what you're doing because you're showing your child that, you know, one of the most important things in life is finding that happiness. So if you need to work to bring that happiness to you, that's a great thing and a great lesson to teach your kids.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call, Samantha.
Really interesting perspective.
Do you know what, though, as well? Some people like Samantha are very lucky that, you know, they are in good relationships like that where, you know, she is allowed to still continue on with her life. She's allowed to go study, do all of these things. A lot of pet mums out there are, you know, are left by themselves and they just have to do it all.
That's right. And that's really tough. That
so
makes it a lot harder.
That, to me, is what I always look up to in a stay-at-home mum, is that, you know, especially when they're by themselves, got to do it all, everything by themselves most of the time.
Well, I guess it's whatever works for you
exactly.
At the end of the day.
Exactly.
That's it.
Very good. Age, sex, location, our brand new game up next. Crevo, we are looking for...
a 36-year-old male from the Lake Macquarie / Warners Bay area.
Yes, the clock is ticking. If you know or you are 37 male from Lake Mac,
36,
give us a call. 30.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well.
The Novos.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location. Where are you now that
I need you? Very simple. We read out an age, sex, and location. If that's you, or maybe someone you know, call up 131009, and then you get a chance at spinning the cash balls.
Oh, there they are, Jade. You finally got your hands on that contraption.
Yes.
Are you excited?
I am. Oh. I've been spinning the balls around, getting a good mix.
Excellent. Crevo, what was our age, sex, location for this morning?
36, male, Lake Macquarie area.
And David from Rathmines is here. Hey, mate, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Oh, mate, you matched the description, the age, sex, location. Did you use MSN Messenger back in the day?
Oh, yeah, a little bit back in the day, sure. Let's just hope I've got the number as well.
What was your thing? What was your thing? Were you more of a Messenger guy or the chat roulette?
Probably the chat.
Yeah, fair enough.
David, we have 30 balls here, and you just need to pick one lucky numbered ball. What's your number?
25.
All right, so I'm going to give the balls a spin.
Locked in.
All right, here we go. Let's hope we can get ball number 25 for
one's
you.
One's down the chute there. It is
ball number 29.
Oh, no, so close.
Unlucky.
Thanks for playing.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it. Enjoy your day. Back tomorrow, guys. Age, sex, location. You've got to stay listening across the show because we drop the call out any time.
So. That's right. And we'll play tomorrow again, twice again on the show.
Very good. All right, 105 commercial free kicking off next with producer Jackson.
Yo, yuck, it's a Monday. Some Frey Riding's Castles to try and get you in the mood. For the beautiful 5 days of work ahead, are you all excited?
Yeah.
Liars. Fallout Boy coming to the country with Green Day and Weezer, which is really exciting.
There's a good show.
Oh, mate, I can't wait to get my ripped t-shirts out for that one. Do a bit of headbanging.
Boom.
Ew. And also, too, my favourite Aussie lady.
I love this song, actually. She's
really good. Smart
boy. Well. Very good. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music and, of course, producer Jackson all day at work and at Love Songs at Night. Your chance to win those exclusive tickets to the new FM Kiss and Tell party boat this Friday. You and a friend could be coming along.
You want to be on that thing.
Yeah,
you're single. It's going to be awesome.
Canapes.
Some drinks. Lots of singles.
Oh,
amazing.
It's going to be great. All right, mate. Thank you. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.